Increase our love. Increase Allah. Increase our love to the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another episode of our program Prophetic Perfection. In our last episode, we covered the topic of how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is the leader of all, the leader of all mankind, the leader of the entire creation. And as mentioned previously, the focal points or the main hadith narrations that we will focus on are the hadith narrations where our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself described a point of excellence related to him by beginning the expression with ana, meaning I. Today, inshallah, we will cover another aspect of these points of excellence related to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When we think about intercession, we think about one helping another, one saying a good word for another. In terms of intercession related to the Muslims and intercession ascribed to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam will intercede for mankind, the nature of the intercession, for believers it may be a case of forgiveness of sins and or elevation of rank. For people generally speaking, or those who don't believe, it will be a case of some kind of lessening of their condition. But before I go into any of these aspects of discussion, I'd like to share with you our topic for today's episode. It is indeed the unique intercessor. Yes, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is not only an intercessor, he is unique in being an intercessor, because in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him an unrivaled rank in terms of intercession. So I would like to begin this discussion with the words of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned in Tirmidhi. He said sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, ana awwalu shafi'in wa awwalu mushaffa' yawm al-qiyamah, that I will be the first intercessor and the first whose intercession will be accepted on the Day of Judgment, and then wala fakhra. And he mentions the same expression. In our previous episode, some of the hadith traditions that were mentioned, the ending was wala fakhra or wala fakhr, meaning I am not boasting, contextually translated. It is not a boast, it is not pride, it is not something that that I express with a feeling of pride in this sense. This is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. So in today's first hadith in this theme, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam notes, he says, awwalu. He says, I will be the first, or I am the first intercessor, meaning there will be more. And others, the indication being here, others will intercede too. But of the intercessors, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the very first one who intercedes, and he shall be the very first one whose intercession is accepted. And this makes his rank of being an intercessor unique, because he is the only one in creation who will have this honor of being first in both aspects, in expressing an intercession and in having his intercession accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Nawawi has mentioned five different types of intercession, and Imam Suyuti, he's mentioned the sixth type as well. So we'll cover these different types and then some more hadith narrations following the theme of Ana also, inshallah. The first type of intercession that is mentioned by Imam Nawawi is something which is described as the major intercession. It is an intercession which is for the entire creation, whether they are believers or disbelievers. And you might be thinking, well, how can there be intercession for disbelievers? This is not an intercession where people will be freed from the fire, or they'll be freed from any kind of punishment or sins as such. This intercession is a general intercession where the adversity that creation is facing, that adversity is lessened to a certain degree, and accountability is hastened. So the waiting period for accountability will be so intense, people will be yearning for judgment to actually begin. And this is something we can't truly understand. How can you be so desperate that you would want judgment to begin straight away? What can we can't even imagine the intensity, the severity of that day where people will actually want judgment to begin. Whether they are thrown into the fire or thrown into punishment or not, they would just want it to happen, so they don't have to wait. That being in a state of doubt, or being in a state where they do not know what the outcome will be for them, that will be so intense for them that when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through intercession, will lessen this adversity or lessen this difficulty that they are facing on the day of judgment, the entire creation, and his intercession will be a means for judgment to actually begin, this will be a blessing for people. This is the major intercession. And the background, we will come back to this theme or this particular scenario, situation from a few times in today's episode. But the creation will be going to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, seeking some kind of assistance, some kind of guidance. Remember that day is so intense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. On that day, what will happen? A man will run away from his brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, and from his mother and from his father, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, and from his wife and from his children. Yes, the very family members for whom today we are willing to sacrifice everything. Our fathers, our grandfathers, when we think about their selflessness, it's amazing, isn't it, how with every generation, as generations reach a certain phase of age and they become beyond middle age and the hair on their head becomes grey or their beards becomes grey or white, they start to consider and they reminisce and they think about the selflessness of their forefathers, of fathers, grandfathers, how they did so many things for the ease of their children and their families. And they chose to embrace difficulty for themselves to make things easy for their families. And a lot of these things, when they were unnoticed, especially children don't know what's going on. And even adults at times, they don't know about the pain, the difficulty, the adversity in some situations that these elders faced to ensure that the younger generation, or those coming after them, their families, their grandchildren, their children, are saved from certain difficulties that they had to face. So this is in this world. We are witnesses to this selflessness in this world. But on that day, there will be no such selflessness. On that day, every individual for himself, generally speaking, on that day, the mother who would give everything for her children, the father who would not bear to see his child suffering in any way, will turn away from his child. And this is something we have to consider. So people are going from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, from prophet to prophet, they're being told, izhabu ila ghayri, go to another, until they come to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, who directs them to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and they do not get the answer of izhabu ila ghayri. They do not get the response of izhabu ila ghayri from our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They get the response of ana laha, I am for this, meaning this is something that I have been given, that I will do, that I will fulfill. This is my duty. This is the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon me. A point to consider here, those who have misconceptions about the honorable creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets, the saintly figures, about people going to them and seeking aid through them or seeking their intercession. The Day of Judgment will clarify everything, because it's noteworthy that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will not say to them, izhabu ila Allah. He will say, izhabu ila ghayri. Now, if going to someone else for help, generally speaking, or by default, was shirk in some way, or polytheism in some way, a prophet of Allah would never instruct it. The fact that the creation will understand on the Day of Judgment that we are in no position to say anything before Allah or to directly attempt communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us go to those who are noble and who have rank in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will go to the Prophet Adam alayhi salam. If something is polytheism in one realm, that very same action does not change in another realm. Polytheism is polytheism. The fact that the creation will go from prophet to prophet, seeking help from them, and they will send them to another, is evidence of the fact that going to the noble creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking their wasila and seeking a means through them, this is absolutely part of our religion. So when the people will reach our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will be the one who shall open the door of intercession. And after him, the intercession of other intercessors will begin. Whether that is the scholar of the religion, whether that is the martyr in the religion, whether that is someone who memorized the Quran, whether it is the child who died in his mother's womb, and this child will argue in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then after this, he will take his parents with him to paradise. All these intercessions will come, but only after our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has opened the door of intercession will all the other intercessors come forth and exercise this honor and this rank which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. So from the five types mentioned by Imam Nawawi, the first we have mentioned in some detail, a general kind of intercession for the entire creation, where they will be in a severe waiting period, and that waiting period will end and accountability will begin. And the fact that the adversity will lessen for them in some way. The other type that is mentioned is the intercession of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where his followers will enter paradise without accountability due to the prophetic intercession. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes us among those people who receive the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through which they enter paradise without accountability. We can't face accountability. Imagine facing all the things, all those deeds that we did in this world, those actions that we did in a concealed way. We thought others weren't watching or others weren't aware of what we did. On that day, if we are told to read from that account, that record of deeds, in front of the entire creation, this will be something that will humiliate us. This will be something that will bring shame to us on the Day of Judgment. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not face such accountability on that day. The third type is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam interceding for those who became deserving of the fire. The fourth type of intercession that is mentioned is the intercession of those people who entered the fire because of their transgressions, and through the prophetic intercession, they will be taken out of the fire, taken out of punishment. And the fifth type that is mentioned is an intercession which will lead to the elevation of rank for the denizens of paradise, for the inhabitants of paradise. Through the prophetic intercession, Allah will further elevate or increase their rank. And Imam Suyuti has added a sixth type to this, that intercession which will lead to a lessening of punishment for those who have become deserving of staying within the fire. So this was another type mentioned. Points to consider here: on the Day of Judgment, when people will come to the Prophet in groups seeking some kind of assistance and aid, which was mentioned earlier in today's episode, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be granted the praiseworthy station as mentioned in Bukhari. That praiseworthy station is Shafa'a. So when he was asked about what that praiseworthy station is, that is intercession itself. When the Prophet ﷺ will be granted permission to intercede on that day, it's a praiseworthy station because the entire creation will praise the Prophet ﷺ, because through him, their adversity will lessen and judgment will begin. And some people have these doubts about intercession. This, you know, they'll read a verse of the Quran and say, oh, here it's saying no intercession is accepted. Then they'll read another verse of the Quran where it says there isn't intercession except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they will read a hadith like the traditions that we mentioned about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam interceding and different intercessors interceding after him, and they're confused. So how do we harmonize this? What is the understanding or correct understanding? The simple understanding is this, that where intercession has been rejected in any verse, that refers to, an example of that is the intercession that the polytheists hoped for through their idols. Those idols are not going to help them in the hereafter. Those idols will not be a means of any benefit for them in the hereafter. And the intercession that is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the pious creation, or the creation that have been given this honor over and above all of them, and the first and greatest being our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the unique intercessor. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that one who expresses the supplication of adhan, just through expressing that supplication, as mentioned in Bukhari, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, his words, حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, my intercession for him on the day of judgment is established. Yes, you pray for the praiseworthy station of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam after the adhan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his grace, if that deed is accepted through his grace, may bless us, me and you, with the intercession of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, this is mentioned in Ibn Majah, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a choice where he could choose for half of his nation to be forgiven or for him to be given intercession, and he chose intercession. Why? Because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not want to limit how many of his followers, the people of his nation, enter paradise. He took intercession so that he could intercede for as many as he wished. This is the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his compassion for his nation. Another hadith following our theme, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana awwalun nasi khurujan idha bu'ithu." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned how he shall be the first person to rise, to come forth when the resurrection will take place. Another hadith, "Ana khatibuhum," I shall be the one who shall speak. When people will be silent, it will be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will speak. What is this referring to? One commentary of this is that this refers to that day of judgment condition before judgment begins, when people will be in that intense waiting period. It will be our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam who shall speak in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be the intercession of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, he says, "Ana mustashfi'uhu," the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, again declaring the fact that on that day when people will be restrained, he will come forth and he will express his intercession in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And then, depending on the nature of the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be granted ease, or they will be granted salvation, or they will be granted elevation of rank in paradise. In another hadith, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Ana mubashshiruhum," I shall be the bearer of glad tidings. You see, on the day of judgment, despite the fact that the believers in this world, they were aware of the fact that you cannot lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقنطوا بالرحمة الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in the Quran that do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believers knew this in this world, but the intensity on the day of judgment, And the whole atmosphere, it will be so difficult that people will almost become hopeless, especially that waiting period before the Day of Judgment, before judgment actually begins, rather. They will almost lose hope. They will be in despair. When they are in that state of despair, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he shall be the one who will give glad tidings through his intercession. He shall be the one who will accept their requests when the people will come to him after visiting all the other prophets. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will rekindle that hope that they had in dunya in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, iman is not just about fear. It is mentioned that al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is between fear and hope. So it's not a case of you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that's it. With that fear, there should be hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. And in English, probably one of the closest words that encompasses both elements is probably awe. That being in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awe which contains reverence and fear, that we are people who fear the punishment and seizing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we know that it is severe. The seizing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. We are aware of that through what we read in the Quran and what we know from the Sunnah. But at the same time, our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, the infinitely gracious, the most merciful. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. We cannot ignore that. We cannot forget that. So people who try to create this feeling that it's only about fear and you should only do things out of fear. No, this is why in the Quran, in the deen, in the religion, there are elements to encourage people through fear. And there are elements to encourage people through hope. And the essence of faith is that it comprises of both things. So be people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also have hope in His mercy. And this answers the objection of, oh, if people are going to receive intercession, then they can do whatever they want if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is going to intercede for them. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that if people are willing to do whatever they want and risk going into the fire thinking that they will receive prophetic intercession and they'll come out of the fire, what are they thinking? What kind of thought is this? Are they saying that they are willing to spend some time in the fire with hope that intercession will bring them out of it? We cannot spend a single moment in the fire. That fire, which is 70 times hotter than any fire of the earth, are we willing to risk that? Are we willing to be punished in such a way, thinking that we will receive prophetic intercession and will come out of the fire at some stage? There is no guarantee that we will die with faith. We should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we die with iman. That's the first and foremost. That is our concern, to take our iman with us. So this idea of not doing any good deeds with hope of intercession is false, because one can die without faith because of transgressions, as our ulama have clearly mentioned in the book. So someone can be living a sinful life, and because of those sins, near death, he does not even declare faith or does not even hold on to his faith. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also have hope in his mercy too. And the last hadith of our theme for today's episode, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, أَنَا أَوَّلُ شَفِيعٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. I am the first intercessor in paradise. His intercession will open the door of intercession for all those granted this honor in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as he will be the first intercessor on the day of judgment, and his intercession will be accepted before anyone else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will prostrate on the day of judgment with such a prostration and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praise that has not been expressed before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to raise his blessed head. People spend their whole lives prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will not necessarily receive acceptance from his court. But on that day, the entire creation will see how our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will prostrate, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his beloved, that he will instruct him to raise his head, to intercede so that his intercession is accepted, to ask so that he is granted, he is given. So he shall also be the first intercessor in paradise, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all the points related to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his unique intercession, all these points are a means of inspiration and encouragement for us. We do good actions in this world. We adopt all the means that we can, and we follow all the instructions possible to attain the blessed prophetic intercession on that day. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are among those for whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercedes on that difficult day. May Allah accept our efforts. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Increase our love. Increase increase our love to the Prophet
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.